Welcome to Forward Talks by Gumbook, a podcast about moving towards sustainability in the region and beyond. I'm Tatiana Antonelli. On today's episode, we're joined by David Ramos Alvarez, Senior Manager of Sustainability at HSBC, and Keith Bradley, Founder and Managing Partner at Globally. The two companies have partnered together as part of the Living Business Program, which aims to help startups adopt more sustainable practices in their operations. They shared more about their partnership, how you can get involved, as well as other initiatives by HSBC to help sustainability programs across the region. David, who is also a Living Business Program ambassador, shared with us how the program started in Hong Kong back in 2004.
It's actually a program that was designed to help implement or incorporating socially and environmental sustainable practices into those SMEs' business operations. This would help them become more competitive and productive in the long run. The program has kind of a two-component side. It has a learning platform where SMEs can actually learn about the best practices in corporate sustainability and also offers recognition to those SMEs that have an outstanding performance. If we look at the Middle East, around 90% of the registered companies in here, they are considered SMEs. And in the GCC alone, there are 20 million people that are employed by SMEs. There is even an annual growth rate of almost 2.5%. So we thought from HSBC Middle East that bringing that Asia program in here made all the sense. And that's why we reached out to Keith and we started collaborating with Globally and getting the Ring Foundation to bring that program here.
Yes, so the program is, as David mentioned, is very much aimed at SMEs in the region. And many of these businesses have been very successful. They've been running very successful businesses over quite a period of time, but they haven't always had time or to focus on their sustainability. Perhaps they've installed LED light bulbs. Perhaps they've done something to make the air conditioning more efficient. Perhaps they've looked at how they can recycle, reuse some of their water. But the reality is that technology in this area is changing very fast. And the program is really aimed at helping these businesses understand the full spectrum of things that they can do to become more sustainable. The program has three pillars. It has an environmental, a social, and a governance pillar, and companies coming into the program can work with us on one of those, or three of those, or two of those, any combination they want. But what they do need to do is implement one initiative this year that's going to make a material difference, a measurable difference, to either their environmental sustainability, their social sustainability, or their governance best practices, their governance frameworks.
So how is Living Business supporting companies in becoming more sustainable practically?
So we're doing two things for the businesses. We are working with them to understand their current operating model and look at ways we can either improve their environmental footprint or help them on the social side in terms of their staff, maybe health and safety, inclusiveness, or what's become a particular request in this year, not surprisingly, is actually help their staff cope with the challenges of a very uncertain and unusual environment. Usually we go and find partners who can help them implement sustainable solutions in the environmental or the social arena. Once they've implemented those solutions towards the end of the year, we will come back to them and we will then move into the final phase of the program, which is to showcase what they've done. We are very passionate. We really believe that the program needs to have a snowball effect so that the companies who are in it this year become advocates, they become examples for other companies to follow perhaps next year as they see the benefits of sustainability, not just for the environment, not just for their staff, but for the overall health of the business.
And what are the challenges in implementing sustainable solutions?
I think one of the biggest challenges is helping companies understand that sustainability is not, it's not CSR. It's not the same as CSR in the sense that, you know, a CSR project Maybe the company contributes some money to do something, perhaps with their team, perhaps elsewhere in the world, that's really good for the planet, that's good for people, that's good for the environment, but it's not actually having a direct and measurable impact on their business. And what we're aiming to do through this program is really make sustainability a core component of what the company is doing, so that the company's own operations become more profitable or attract more buyers, so that they really see a bottom line benefit to the program and to sustainability going forwards. So that's the biggest, I think that's the biggest challenge, is just educating companies that yes, there are things you can do. They will help the planet, they will help your team, but they, at the end of the day, they will have a bottom line impact on your business. And I think as more companies recognize that, then that's when sustainability will really take root deeply in the core SME private sector in the UAE and in the Middle East.
And we are seeing already in a lot of reports coming out of the situation with the COVID-19 crisis globally that those companies that have a stronger ESG performance, that they look at sustainability and they embed sustainability practices in the core of what they do, they are actually more resilient. And that's something that it was already kind of, there were a lot of studies saying that that would happen in case of a situation like this, but this is kind of a real life test for that. And it's proving right. It's proving right that those companies that are sustainable, they are better prepared to cope with these kind of situations. And that's something that links very closely. There are a lot of links or people that are, or researchers that are linking that connection between the COVID-19 crisis and what could happen in a few years with climate change if we don't do anything around it.
So you see this as a way to recovery as well? For companies, it's a very specific message to say, let's not forget about sustainability as a possible way out and a recovery from COVID-19.
I think this is kind of a reset button that happened to the world. And there is a lot of very smart people saying that we cannot go back to what we were doing before. And I totally agree. We need to look at things in a different way, because if we don't, we're going to end in the same situation in 2050 or 2100 when those big global risks that come along from the climate crisis, it would be probably much bigger than this even and affect many more people. So we have to rebuild the economy in a different way. And that's what we're trying to do with programs like these that support companies that are maybe at the smaller size right now, but they have the potential to grow. The program itself is part of what we, HSBC, does as part of our philanthropic arm. So we do sustainability in HSBC in two ways. So to say, we have the sustainable finance arm, which is what we do as the business to support the growth of companies in a more sustainable way. And then we have the philanthropic arm of what we do, which is just that charitable giving to organizations that are supporting the causes that we think are important in the region. This is one of the, in that philanthropic arm that I was talking about, this is one of the multiple programs we have in the region. Last year in 2019 alone, we allocated $2.3 million to programs that support entrepreneurs with an ESG focus. And for 2020, we have already allocated or committed to $1.2 million. So this is something that we want to have a focus on, because we understand the importance of those companies to grow and to operate in a very sustainable way.
David, you mentioned that back in 2019, you've been working with different programs and supporting entrepreneurship and entrepreneurs with the ESG focus. Could you mention some of them to our listeners, maybe, who could be interested?
Absolutely, yes. Yeah, actually, this came along from a change in our global strategy in November 2017, where we decided that entrepreneurship is something that we want to focus globally within sustainability, the HSBC sustainability team. So we started to find different programs and partnerships in the region that were relevant to us. So, for instance, we have running right now the C3 Social Impact Accelerator that has been, I think this is the second year that it's running. And it's been very, very successful. It's implemented now around 7 countries in the region. And we have other programs. We have a mentorship program that we launched this year with the Indus Entrepreneur. So we are supporting those entrepreneurs on a monthly basis, different people with different skill sets to help them cope with their daily operations and also with the current situation with the COVID-19 crisis. Last year as well, we partnered with the Environment Agency in Abu Dhabi with the Technology Innovation Pioneer Platform and the summit that happened in February this year, which was a very successful event with more than 4,000 people applying to that program and looking to innovate in sustainability-related topics.
So far, how many companies have applied to the program?
So we've had 43 companies register for the program. We were hoping for 50 companies originally. Obviously, with COVID-19 coming along, there are a few companies who pulled back and said, really, given the issues they have making sure their production continues, this is not something they're able to handle right now. We're very conscious of the things we were just talking about that David was highlighting as well. We're very keen, if there are other companies in the UAE who would like to take a serious look at sustainability this year and perhaps do something about their sustainability this year, we would be very happy to talk to them and see if this program can help them make the first step in a journey which can be very rewarding for them in the long term.
And would you be able to give us some more information about the companies that have already applied? I mean, it would be interesting to understand their profile, if you can see a difference between them, but still the same interest and focus on sustainability.
So I think the companies that have applied are pretty much as diverse as the range of companies in the UAE. I mean, there's a lot of different industries. We've had companies from the construction sector, the logistics sector, food sector, health products. So a big range of different industries involved. The electrical industry, metals industry. We've also had a very big range in terms of the size of companies. So we've had some quite small companies, some companies that are working with, for example, e-mobility. There's a couple of early stage companies who are bringing new e-mobility solutions to the UAE. Right up to very big manufacturing businesses in big construction companies and big manufacturing businesses in, for example, the food sector. So it's really, and that's one of the really encouraging things that the sustainability message is touching businesses across the whole of the UAE economy. And that's really, really important if the UAE is going to continue its transformation to becoming a very sustainable place to do business and to live.
That's fascinating. And how were you thinking to showcase this initiative and the results after the first year?
So the plan is once we get towards the end of the year, we will go back to the businesses who are involved in the program and say, okay, what's happened? How has your implementation gone? We agreed what you were going to do. We're agreeing base case metrics with them at the moment so we can measure what they achieved during the course of the year. And we will go back to them at the end of the year and say, okay, how has it gone? How successful has your implementation been? Has what you've done delivered the sort of results that you were expecting, both quantitatively and qualitatively? And then we will run a graduation ceremony. Hopefully a face-to-face event. I hope by that stage we will be in a position where we can do that. And we will get the companies together, we'll get other people who've been involved with the program along the way together to show what these companies have achieved. And we will also be running Get in the Ring, as David mentioned, are a partner in the program. They have a wealth of experience in running these sorts of programs to introduce change to companies and then run competitions to showcase what companies have achieved. So they will be running their Get in the Ring competition. It's a very high energy pitching contest where we actually put two companies in a boxing ring, and we run rounds of questions which they answer. There's a panel of judges who'll score their responses and adjudicate overall winners. So that's the plan. As I say, I hope with COVID-19, we will be able to achieve it probably in December.
I would love to ask David, why this partnership? Why HSBC Middle East and globally together for the living business?
I said before, I gave before some numbers around the importance of SMEs in the Middle East. They account for 90% of the registered companies. If we take it down to the UAE alone, which is where this program is going to be implemented, there are more than 350,000 SMEs, and those are around 94% of the total number of companies operating in the company. We are probably the biggest or one of the leading international banks in the region. So, of course, this is something we need to look at. And that's why we reach out or we have the conversation where we wanted to bring that program from Hong Kong to here with Get in the Ring, because how the program works, it was very similar. So they were very aligned. And of course, where Keith, when we had the first conversation with Keith, he understood very quickly what we wanted to do.
So you mentioned as part of the partnership, a third party, Get in the Ring. I'd love to know more about them and what is their role.
So Keith, maybe you want to take this one because they are your partners, actually. So probably you're better positioned to take this question.
Yes, David. Get in the Ring are a not-for-profit. They're based in the Netherlands, and they work with companies to help companies make transformational change, usually using new technologies. They do a lot of work around sustainability. So they're working with The Hague on how to use technology to integrate old people more into the community, for example. They also have been doing work in India on how to use new technologies to reduce air pollution. So they were a natural partner for this program, obviously, because we're trying to do exactly that.
And where does the name Get in the Ring come from?
So Get in the Ring, as I mentioned earlier, is the pitching contest that Get in the Ring organizes for some companies when they're running these change programs to showcase what changes are happening, what changes are coming about. And as I mentioned earlier, they get contestants in a ring, two contestants. They have an umpire in the ring as well who fires questions at them. And then the panel of judges will adjudicate which of the two contestants has given the best answers, has given the knockout blows.
Are you looking at something similar for the living business?
Yeah, as I mentioned earlier, yes, we will be running the same. We will be running a Get in the Ring competition as part of the graduation ceremony in December, COVID-19 allowing. Yes,
I just hope they don't get too serious with the blows.
Well, we can't wait to see that and to be able to participate in this.
Yeah, and if there are companies out there listening to this podcast who would like to be at that competition, who'd like to be part of the competition, we'd love to hear from you and talk to you about your sustainability challenges and perhaps what together we can do this year to get you in the ring.
You can find out more about the Living Business Program via the link in our show notes, and we hope to connect with some of you at the Get in the Ring competition, hopefully later in the year. In the meantime, I hope you're all staying safe. You can connect with us on Instagram at Goombook, that's GOUMBOOK, and find all our episodes for free in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, or on the web at goombook.com/podcast. Thank you again, and see you next week. Bye.